Thanks for listening to the Gatos and Chad podcast, brought to you this week by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to higherprice.com. That's higherprice.com.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. Gatos and Chad.
Paul talks to football players and tries to stay out of the way. It's the Pauly Pigskin Report.
Yeah, Pauly Pigskin Report.
Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
So every Monday, 3:15, Pauly Pigskin, Paul Calvisi, you hear him on the broadcast, Cardinal sideline reporter joins us. We'll talk a little Cardinals football. Paul Calvisi, how are you, buddy?
Love the music. ESPN added Larry Fitzgerald, but the bigger addition has been yours truly to your show. Are you kidding me? Larry is second billing. Forget that guy. All I know is I picked up the headset, and as we're dialing it in, I heard Gatos say the words, "I was a drug dealer."
It's true. He's dealing, Paul.
Let me tell you. I'm asking myself, do I want to be associated with this show?
Well, he's got to pay for those tickets he bought.
Yes. I want to talk to you about this. I am a season ticket holder. Have been for the last few years.
Wow, all of a sudden the tone got real serious.
And I'm done.
No, you're not.
I'm done.
You're not done.
Paul, they haven't won a game. They haven't won. The last game that they won was last October against a crappy Houston team. Since then, they've lost to the Packers, Panthers, Rams, Colts, Seahawks, and yesterday, the Chiefs. Every time they play at home, I am absolutely 100% flushing my money down the toilet. And I just got to ask you, because here's the deal. I'm not kidding. I'm selling my tickets to the opposing fans now because the Arizona Cardinals aren't. They're not trying.
Right.
What is the deal? Why can they not play at home? Do they not get excited for this? Because I think they're horse crap at home.
So now you'll become part of the problem, is what you'll do.
You'll sell
your tickets.
Yes.
Next thing we know, you'll be wearing a Seahawks jersey. You'll be one of the 12.
No.
Okay. That helps nothing around here.
Tough love, Paul.
And for the record, 20 years from now, you know what you're going to be telling the grandkids? You're going to be saying, oh, man, there was that opener 2022 where I had the Patrick Mahomes experience.
Ugh.
He went out there with 5 touchdown passes. He went 30 of 39. He had a 144 passer rating, and he was the best QB of all time that ever lived, even better than Tom Brady. And I saw it firsthand.
And I left at the fourth quarter because I was so bored. Why can they not play at home? Honestly, 0 for the last 6.
Yeah. No, it is a problem. They went 8-1 on the road last year. They started 3-0 on the road. They lost their last 5 at home. We saw what happened yesterday. I don't know. If I had the answer, I would be in charge of everything. But hey, here's the thing. Is it because there are theories out there? So to answer your question and play the reindeer games, guys, here we go. If you're thinking, okay, you know what? They practice on that field.
Right.
So when it comes game day, maybe it just sort of feels routine because this is where they practice every day during Cardinals camp in August. So maybe, but then that doesn't explain how they started 3-0 last year. So it has to be corrected. I will say this, as the sideline reporter for most of the last 2 decades, when they're on the road the last couple of years, there is a most definite, there is an edge, there is an energy, there is an intensity to that sideline that just doesn't exist to the same degree at home.
You're making my argument why I should sell my tickets.
He's selling his tickets, Paul, talking to Paul Calvisi. We talk a little bit of the big shit here with them. You just talked to Cliff Kingsbury. One of the things is that last week was not a good practice. You've been practicing for months. You knew this game was coming. You knew it was coming up in your building. Nobody seemed to be up for that thing. Did he have any insight today of what happened yesterday?
Well, I liken it to what Tennessee looked like last year. Remember the Cardinals went into Nashville a year ago to open the season and jack stomped the Titans? And all the Titan fans are looking around going, what just happened?
Yeah.
And the Titans got a lesson on what regular season football is all about. Well, role reversal. That's what happened to the Cardinals yesterday.
Owen ate at home this year.
Kansas City came in. They came in with regular season intensity. Guess what? It turns out there were 4 preseason games for the Cardinals. Not 3, there were 4, because that was yesterday. That's the sort of intensity and energy and urgency they had. The good news is it's correctable. The good news is that Tennessee a year ago got blown out in week 1, and where did they end up? The number one playoff seed in the AFC. Green Bay got blown out last year in week 1, and they ended up atop the NFC in the playoff seeding. So look what the Cardinals did in week 4 at the Rams a year ago. Absolutely jack stomped the Rams and Sean McVay. They had to go out and pull the Von Miller deal and the OBJ trade just because they were so leery.
How'd that work out for them, Paul?
And they won the Super Bowl.
Okay,
so sometimes, as Hollywood Brown said afterwards, at his locker, this should be a wake-up call for everyone. Mm. And as Kyler said after the game, he said, you know what? We were feeling ourselves, and we got to do something about that. Now, I don't know what that's based on. It's week one of the season. You got Patrick Mahomes on the sideline. But, yeah, that was a wake-up call.
Hey, Paul, how much money do you think I could get for my December 25th Tom Brady in-town
tickets?
Even
if you love the tickets, you got to entertain those, right, Paul? If somebody's offering you,
the Bucs fans?
You know, decent money.
Look at the home schedule this year. Look at the home schedule. You got Tom Brady. You just had Patrick Mahomes. There's Justin Herbert and the Chargers are coming in. The Rams.
Loss.
You know what? You need to go to Mexico City. I'll take you to Mexico City when we go there. That's where you need to go.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Paul, we'll talk to you next Monday at 3:15. Great to have you on the show.
No. Likewise, just do something about your attitudes,
All right. I'll try. Okay.
I'm readily admit, I'm not from here, so we're good.
I am from here and not good.
You've been listening to the Pauly Pigskin Report with Gatos and Chad. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night. Hey!